Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're following something in U.S. federal politics. Now, U.S. politics might be appropriately described as legislative gridlock. You can't seem to get a single piece of legislation through the House and the Senate on its own merits. These omnibus bills seem to get loaded up with dozens and sometimes hundreds of provisions, each one designed to amass the number of votes needed to get a majority vote in the House and the Senate. It's reported that one lawmaker will say, "If you spend a dollar over here, you need to spend 50 cents over there, so you serve my special interest and I'll vote for your bill." Well, the move to restore 100% bonus depreciation took a step forward with the U.S. House approval of the Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act of 2024 on this past Friday. While not unanimous, the House approved the bill called H.R. 7024 by a vote of 357-70 that has a rare show of bipartisanship, particularly for a tax measure. H.R. 7024 now heads to the Senate, where the path forward is maybe less clear, even with a strong endorsement by the Senate Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wyden. The bill contains at least 18 different provisions in the 86-page document. Most of the document is impossible to read without the original legislation together with all of their amendments open at the same time. This particular bill is written largely in the style of amendments, so to properly understand the amendments, I had to have both documents open at the same time and switch back and forth repeatedly to make sure I was reading things correctly. If this sounds tedious, well, it is. For real estate investors, what the bill essentially says is that 100% bonus depreciation is extended. Under the 2017 revision to the tax code, the bonus depreciation would have been calculated as 100% bonus depreciation for the year 2022, 80% in 2023, falling to 60% in 2024, and so on down to zero over the next couple of years. Under the amendment, the 100% bonus depreciation is extended until 2027, at which point it drops to 20% and then disappears entirely. Not only that, the bonus depreciation is retroactively calculated at 100% for the year 2023, which just ended. So those of you who are expecting only to get 80% of the bonus depreciation in 2023, if the bill passes in the Senate, would now get an additional bonus to the remaining 20% up to the full 100% bonus depreciation. Now, there's a number of other provisions in the bill. It's hard to say what it will take to get it through the Senate. Maybe some provisions will need to get added, and maybe some others will need to be modified. The legislation includes things like improvements to the child tax credit. It provides incentives for economic growth. Specifically, the agreement would restore full research and development expensing through 2025. And currently, these costs have to be amortized over 5 years. A few years ago, when that tax rule changed, it impacted the finances of almost every single tech company because now they were forced to pay tax on inflated earnings when, in fact, they've been spending and making consistent investments in R&D each and every year. The new legislation provides special rules for the taxation of certain residents of Taiwan with income sources in the United States. It provides tax relief with respect to certain federal disasters, and it makes improvements to the low-income housing tax credit. And then there's another section called for other purposes. And I'm guessing the bonus depreciation falls under that other purposes category. Now, leading Republican senators have expressed reservations about the bill, specifically around some elements of the child tax credit. And many have called for changes. As real estate investors, we sometimes receive a favorable set of conditions for investment, but we can hardly call the past year as a favorable environment. The extension of bonus depreciation could be the icing on the cake for a new investment, provided the rest of the investment criteria are met. We never want to let the tax tail wag the investment dog. The Senate is under a short deadline to either make revisions, pass the bill, or kill it. Tax preparation will be starting in March and April, and certainty about how to treat the 2023 tax year would create a lot of confusion. As written, the new rules would be retroactive to the 2023 tax year. Now, we had a hint that the bonus depreciation might be extended when the House and Ways Committee submitted another bill called H.R. 3938 for consideration by the House. That was about 6 months ago. Well, this particular bill had the extension of bonus depreciation embedded within it. It was a much smaller bill consisting of 46 pages, and well, it did not get to see the light of day. Now, we often think that bonus depreciation is something that President Trump brought into the tax code. The fact is, this concept has existed multiple times in the past, and it's been brought forward by both Republican and Democratic majorities. I recently did an interview with CPA Mike Pine from Pine & Co. in Dallas, Texas. It's an incredibly useful session on how to effectively use depreciation as part of your investment strategy. I've included a link to the video replay of that session with CPA Mike Pine in the show notes. So if you want to save a bucket on your taxes using the benefits of depreciation, this particular session should help make the power of this tool pretty clear. This piece of legislation that's currently in front of the Senate is something that almost all real estate investors are going to want to pay very close attention to over the next 30 days or so, as you think about that. Have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.